This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sonny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Abuja on the two-day visit to Nigeria. He embarked the three-day visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana yesterday. This is the first day by the Prime Minister of India to Nigeria in 17 years. Prime Minister will hold talks with the Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu today. Both the leaders will review the strategic partnership between the two countries and discuss the further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship. Several agreements have been expected to sign following the talks. Prime Minister Modi will also address a gathering of the Indian community in Nigeria. India and Nigeria have been strategic partners since 2007 with a growing economic, energy and the defense collaboration. More than 200 Indian companies have invested over $27 billion in the important sectors of Nigeria. The two countries also share a strong development cooperation partnership. From Nigeria, Prime Minister Modi will travel to the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro on the 18th of this month on a two-day trip to attend the G20 summit hosted by the President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. India is also part of the G20 Troika, along with the Brazil and South Africa, which have already been active and contributing to the ongoing G20 summit discussions. During the event, the Prime Minister Modi will present the India's positions to the various global issues and build the outcomes of the G20, New Delhi Leaders' Declaration, as well as the Voice of the Global South summits hosted by India in the recent years. Mr. Modi is also expected to meet the several leaders on the sidelines of the G20 summit. On the third and the final leg, the Prime Minister Modi will undertake a state visit to Guyana from the 19th to the 21st of November. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the government's goal is to transform India into a developed nation with a vision that goes beyond the vote bank politics. Addressing the gathering at the leadership summit organized by the media organization in Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi highlighted that the government is working with a mantra of progress for the people by the people. Mr. Modi also highlighted that in 2014 the country's union budget was around 16 lakh crore and today it stands at 48 lakh crore rupees. He mentioned that the capital expenditure has now exceeded 11 lakh crore rupees, with the funds being allocated to the new schools, research facilities and the rail sector. In Jharkhand, political heavyweights from both the NDA and the India blocs are crisscrossing the state to garner support for their party's candidates for the second phase of the assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and the union minister, Amit Shah, alleged that Hemant Soren government is treating the tribals as a vote bank only. Addressing the election meetings in Dumka, Deogar and Girid, Mr. Shah alleged that the UPA government did not allocate funds for the welfare of the tribals in the state. While addressing an election meeting at Jamtara, senior BJP leader and assembly co-in-charge Himanta Biswa Sharma accused Hemant Soren for making the false promises. On the other hand, the Congress president Mallikarjun Khagare alleged that the BJP is giving stepmotherly treatment to Jharkhand. And the second and the final phase of the voting will take place on the 20th of November. Voting counts will take place on the 23rd of this month. With just one day left for the Maharashtra Assembly election campaign, the top leaders are holding rallies and the public meetings in favor of their party candidates. In a virtual interaction with the BJP workers from Maharashtra under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program yesterday, the Prime Minister and the senior BJP leader Narendra Modi lauded the efforts of the Mahayuti government, highlighting the focus of empowering every section of the society. Mr. Modi emphasized that the people of Maharashtra were highly satisfied with the 2.5 years of governance under the Mahayuti government. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that the Congress ruled in this country for 20 years but never gave respect to the Bharat Ratna Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar that he deserved. He addressed that the three election meeting in Mumbai, Palghar and Pune. Taking a pot shot at the Congress leader Rahul Gandhi on the caste census, he said that Rahul Gandhi is spreading the confusion among the people and is engaged in the efforts to deceive the electorate in the name of caste census. Senior Congress leader said that it's an alliance to fighting, protecting the constitution and the reservation. And that is the end of this news bulletin.